working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the First Priority Podcast. I'm glad that you're here and joining us today. My name is Brad Skelling, and we've got a great show in front of you. We're meeting the staff today. We have with us Chelsea Robbins, who is our new director in Kansas City. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And yeah, we're recording this not live in studio because, yeah, we didn't get a chance while you were here for training, like some of the others that have been on already, just to run over to the studio and take care of that. I blame Jersey Mike's, but we won't get into all that as to some of the root cause of those things, some of those nightmares. But yeah, you've been on staff with us for a couple months now as of this recording. I think this will come out in April. But yeah, would you introduce yourself? Tell our audience a little bit about who you are, where you are, and family, and introduce your puppy sitting behind you.
Oh, can you see my puppy behind me?
I can. I don't know if everybody else can.
Her name's Coco. She's an 8-pound little fluff ball who will just cuddle you to death. So she's pretty cute.
Love it.
Yeah. So my name is Chelsea. I have been living in Kansas City now for a year and a half. And my husband and I live right by the airport. So if you've ever flown out, you've probably flown over our house because we're over the flight path. And
nice.
I have a second grader and a first grader, and they're 8 and 7. And I really am excited about First Priority because I want to make a future for them. And I want to make the schools better with my kids because they're going to be in middle school and high school before I know it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want to talk about that because that's kind of sad. But everyone says it's going to be here before we know it. And so, yeah, that was one of my interests in First Priority. And my husband and I have been pastors ever since we went to Bible college at Ozark Christian College in Joplin, Missouri.
Okay.
And we were pastors at a church in Chicago for 7 years.
And okay.
Then really felt like God was calling us to plant a church in Denver. And so we moved our family over to Denver. I'm from Colorado. And so, and then COVID hit. And so we decided to close the church plant down. We hadn't even really launched yet. And so, yeah. And then we hit the road in a year in our RV with my husband and my kids were 4 and 3 at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. So we hit 20 states in that year and it was super fun. And yeah. Then we landed in Kansas City about a year and a half ago and have loved it. And this will be our home forever. Well, I shouldn't say forever because you never know what God will do.
You never know. You never know. What was the route for going on? I hadn't heard the RV thing, I don't think. Why did you decide to go on the road for a year during COVID just to do it?
Yeah. Well, we were really burnt out in ministry and just needed a break. Yep. And my husband had always done marketing on the side. And so when we closed the church plant, he just did that full time. And because he could work from anywhere rent is so expensive in Denver that we're like, we could save a couple $100s. Well, like several, we could save $1,000 and live in our RV and travel.
Okay.
Well, he does his marketing thing. And so we're like, we're both adventure seekers. Like I could travel anywhere. And do all the things. And so, yeah, we're like, well, let's just do this. And so we bought an RV, never having lived in an RV. Well, never even slept one night in an RV.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, would you do it again? That's the $1 million question.
100%. I would do it tomorrow.
Nice.
If I didn't work for First Priority.
Of course. And weren't spending the rest of your life in Kansas City.
Yeah. But I could see us going like for a month in the summer when the kids, you know, go in. Okay. And exploring. It's such a great way to see the country because you get to see things that, like, I would have never known how beautiful Idaho was. Like, I thought it was like a pass-through state, but because we stayed there and got 3 weeks there, you kind of get to see all the local things and get to be a local.
That's right. Yeah. So what brought you to Kansas City?
My in-laws live here in St. Joe. So they're about 25 minutes away from us. Okay. And so we just moved here to be closer to their family, to my husband's family. And also, it's just a lot cheaper to live here than Colorado. Yeah, yeah. And we want to get land one day. I'd love to have chickens.
Okay.
And maybe. I love the idea of chickens. I don't know if I actually have the... and maybe a pig.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That'll teach the kids farming.
Yeah. So that's what we picked Kansas City. And that's why we picked North Kansas City, because there's more land up here.
How did you get here? How did you get involved with First Priority? Tell us about that, because that's been a journey for us. I think Mark and I have talked about that before. You know, hey, we put this as a goal or rock in our traction document to, you know, hire you last summer, and it took 7 months to get there. You know, so it was quite a journey for us to finally find you. But yeah, what was that journey like for you?
Yeah, I've been a stay-at-home mom since the church plant. And so that's been about 3 years. And so I really felt last year, both my kids were in school, and I just really felt like, okay, I feel like it's maybe time to start looking for something.
Yep.
Like I'm not great at just sitting around. And so I was like, I need to do something. And so I just started praying about it, and there are a few opportunities, and God just kept closing the door. And then I met with John Cox, who's one of the advisory team members here. And he was like, hey, are you looking for a job? And I was like, maybe. And so, yeah. And then things just kept moving from there. And like the more I learned about First Priority, the more I loved what you guys do and like how you raise leaders and students. And so, yeah, that kind of just progressed. And now we're here on this podcast.
Full time. Yeah. You started February 1st, somewhere in there, February 15.
Mm-hmm. The first day of training was my first day.
Okay. Okay. And that was a long time ago. I don't remember when that was either.
I think it was like the 29th of January, maybe.
Okay. No. Yeah, that's right. That's 29th, 30th, and the 1st. Yep. Mm-hmm. February. So it's only been 2 months. We're recording this on March 25. I'll timestamp it. What have the first 2 months been like? What have you learned? What have you discovered? What's going on? Because there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast who are like, hey, I'm going to check this podcast thing out. And what are you seeing?
I would say the first 2 months have been a whirlwind of just learning what First Priority is. I've also been the sickest I've ever been since starting working too, which has not been fun as well. But it's been really fun. We just have such a great crew in Kansas City, and our volunteers and our faculty sponsors and our club coaches. And there's just so much goodness and so many people filled with Jesus here. And it's been so fun to get to know them. And we've been launching clubs like crazy. And so I think it's just been really fun to watch God move. And we just had 4 students last week accept Jesus. And so it's been really fun to just kind of watch it build and grow. And
We can shout out to Jenna and Steven, because they're the two rockstar coordinators that were there before you, that you inherited, but you inherited goodness when it comes to those two.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jenna and Steven are rock stars, and I would not be able to do my job without them. And so I'm super thankful for what they've been building.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's fun for me, as you and I talked, we talked last Friday, and just for me to reminisce a little bit about, Stephen was the only one at the annual meeting last June in Nashville from Kansas City. And to say, hey, could we go from, I believe, 6 clubs that he had going at the end of last school year to 25. And we had to say, well, we're not going to quite make that. And I'm like, well, you're still at what, 22 clubs right now. And in there, you said you're continuing to launch clubs. I mean, Jenna came on in August or September, so she's only had 6 months as well, but that's an incredible growth rate. You've got a lot of great churches in Kansas City. Tell us a little bit about the culture of the church and what you're seeing with some of that.
We just had our one of our pastor luncheons last week, and we had 20 pastors there. We had 20 youth workers there, and they're just so excited about what First Priority does. And one of them was even like, I'm a curmudgeon who isn't really like, you know, when everyone approaches me about their ministry. And he was like, but when I learned what you guys do and that you are training my students to be leaders and share their faith, he goes, this is an obvious yes. And he goes, you can have my building, you can have my students, like you can have everything now. And so, I feel like it's kind of that culture. I mean, Kansas City is so large in that it has a bunch of different pockets. And so different areas are different and like all over the city. And so I think like down in Lee's Summit, that's where I was with 22 pastors. They're really excited about First Priority. And that's where we first launched. Yep. And so our brand identity is kind of down there and they've kind of gotten to know people. And so, yeah, I think it's been so great to work with the churches. And as Stephen's work in the Northland, there's so many great churches up there too, who are really excited about First Priority and and just want the best for their students and want more students to know Jesus. And so I think that's really cool.
Yep. Yeah. I've grown to love the local church. Kansas City's been a place growing up a short 5 hours from there. Yeah, we went to World of Fun, right? Uh-huh. And you feel like because you go to an amusement park that you get to know, hey, I know Kansas City. I've been to the Royal Stadium. We've watched baseball games. We hang out. But going to see Lee's Summit, being in town, the Northland where Stephen is. I don't live there, but I've grown to love the city and the church culture so much. Some of the other nonprofits that are in town, it seems like a very compassionate body of believers in the community that you're part of.
Yeah. And I feel like Kansas City is really about uniting the church and all working together. There's so many different organizations here that are all about that too. And so it's kind of fun to just jump into that. And a lot of churches have been really open-handed about, hey, well, how can we help you? You know? And so that's been really fun. And then also, how can we help First Priority? How can we help you as well? So.
Yep. Well, it's not all roses, right? There is the challenges that go with all of that as well. What's one thing that you are seeing, whether you faced it already or you're like, hey, this is going to be an obstacle, because we all face that wherever we are. They may be slightly different, but what's one thing you're excited to overcome here as you continue to lead First Priority in Kansas City?
Yeah, well, right now, down in our Lee Summit schools, they've really cracked down on clubs. And so they've really had some parents who have expressed frustration and how some other Christian clubs have been running. And so because of that, all of the schools have really, which is amazing about First Priority, because we have, you know, we already have the playbook of it's student-led, non-curriculum, you know. And so it hasn't been an issue for us, but it is some things that some faculty sponsors are getting a little nervous about, of just about their job. And so I think overcoming those issues and just assuring them that, you know, we are following the rules, we are doing the playbook. Like, I think that's one of the challenges. Another challenge is figuring out where to go next. We have such a great team and there's several people who want us to come to different parts of the city. And the city is so large and so unique and diverse. And so figuring out where is the next place we're going and the challenges that are there, because each pocket has its own challenges. And so figuring out where's our next best move and where's the next best place to start. So
that's right. Well, and we don't all know exactly where 10 years is going to take us, right? You and I are having that conversation right now. Hey, we carved out 180 schools. I think it's somewhere in there, 186 or something like that in five different counties. But in reality, I mean, we could be in 14 different counties and even more schools in the metro Kansas City area. And you talk about, I mean, you only mentioned Northland and Lee's Summit where we are right now, but you talk about 14 counties. That's, wow, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, 14 counties are, or I think it's 12 counties that are in the metro Kansas City area. Okay. And so, but then you can extend out even further, because we have, you know, all around, there's so many schools. And so, figuring out where is God moving? Where does he want us to go? Where does he not want us to go yet, too? Because sometimes we can want something, but that's not always the best situation.
That's what keeps us all humble, right?
For sure.
That was one of the first things when I started. I was a youth pastor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and started out and I'm like, hey, we need to go to this school and that school. And we had two schools that were like, oh, yeah, they'll be open and we're going to be able to go do that. So you start walking that path and all of a sudden the school that we thought was going to be closed was the one that was completely wide open. And we had 150, 200 kids every week showing up. And we're like, what just happened? I guess God had a plan for us. We wanted to go start two clubs with 30 kids each. And now we've got one club with 150 kids in it. And it's like, okay, we'll go where God opens the door. And yeah, especially when you got 12 different areas. Yeah, who knows where God's going to guide that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this job is definitely, I have prayed the most I've ever prayed in a really long time. And so, not in a long time, but you know, I'm just like, all right, God, where are you moving? Where are you working?
Yep.
You know, I just want to be where you are. And so show me where you're leading.
That's right. And in the midst of that, there's a lot of decisions to be made. I want to go back to the teacher sponsor, because a lot of our listeners, we say it once in a while, but I felt like I wanted to say that again here on the podcast, that, you know, we have a lot of teachers, or almost all of our teachers are believers, right? We do have that instance where a teacher might be assigned by a school or something along those lines, and that just happens. But most, for the most part, they're believers. But one of the things we don't realize is that none, and I'll make that broad generalization absolute, right? None of the Christian teachers have been taught about the Equal Access Act in their education. When they're going to college, especially the public universities, are not teaching how a public school teacher can bring the gospel to the school, right? There's that the students can establish religion in the school. What we hear is separation of church and state, and that it cannot happen in the school, when, you know, that's not true. That's what first priority is, right? So what I wanted to say is, we need to not begrudge our teachers that. We need to help educate our teachers kindly. And in some situations, we just need to allow that to, you know, play its course and, you know, go from there. But yeah, we need to not be surprised when believers, well-intentioned believers, come to us and say, hey, we can't do that because of separation of church and state. But yeah, to say, hey, well, this is legal. Here we go. And even when you have to say it seven times, that's okay. That's what our job is, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I didn't know before knowing about first priority, you know, because you do hear so much about church and state and, you know, what can be in the public school and what can't be in the public school. And like learning about the Equal Access Act is just kind of crazy of how many, the rules you, like, I love that it creates safety in the schools.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's other clubs that we may not want in the schools that would have to follow the same rules as us. And so just reminding the teachers, like, these are actually here to protect us as well.
That's right. That's right. It gives us freedom, but yeah, definitely boundaries that are healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. For sure. Cool. Well, is there anything that we missed? Anything you want to say and shout out to the first priority audience, largely the directors, coordinators, volunteers that are out there, a word of encouragement maybe to them as we depart today?
Sure. Well, first I want to thank you for the opportunity. I'm so excited to join the first priority team.
Yeah.
There's just so many fun people on staff and on our director calls. And if I could encourage you for anything, it's just keep going, keep leaning into Jesus, keep trusting that he's showing the right way. And I am just so encouraged at the next generation. Mm-hmm. Jenna just had a leader meeting on Saturday night, and there was 40 students there from all over Kansas City. And I just think the future is bright with the students that are coming up to take over after us. And so just keep pouring into them and keep investing in them. And I think that the next generation is going to do some really cool things for Jesus. And
I agree.
So
I agree. Well, thank you, Chelsea. Thanks for being willing to get on the podcast today, but thanks more for being the executive director over there in Kansas City. Love having you on the team and excited for what God's going to do.
Thanks. I'm super excited too.